Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Blaine Bishop, the Hitman, joins us now. Hey, Blaine, you see 34-10 Titans coming over the Patriots before that one?
Man, I nobody called that. I think I was claiming that if they kept it close and did everything the coaching staff asked, which is what they did, they could hang close. But never thought in a million years that they would go out there, bring a can of you-know-what, and stomp the Patriots.
Well, what's pretty cool big picture wise is their ability to now stack performances and talk about the Indianapolis game coming up, but these are two big wins, and when they had lost three in a row, we were all talking about, okay, when's the next win, like when do they play the Jets? But whatever Vrabel and that staff and that locker room, those players, whatever they're doing over there, man, they keep their head in front of them and they keep grinding week in and week out.
Man, you know, it's the belief in Vrabel and his staff that he puts a plan in, and they believe in it. And it's been kind of amazing to see the maturation process of Marcus, especially these last two games. Even the Charger game in London, I thought he played decent. But now without the glove, he's playing with a lot of confidence. Now he's looking downfield. Even from the Cowboys game to this game, he's looking downfield even when he's scrambling. So I really believe that they're turning the corner. I think Coach Mack, as you guys know, I think he said it probably take, between 6 and 9 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where we're at to learn this offense. And he would know better than anybody about the Rams offense and with his experience there with the Rams. So, that's what's happening. And I'm hoping they can continue. And as you said, Mayor, hey, they stack these wins and keep stacking performances. I want to see if they can consistently play like this. If they do, whether you win or lose, you can say, hey, man, it's a respectable team and that they can beat anybody on any given day.
Blaine, defensively, how big is it for the Titans to have Kenny Vaccaro back in the lineup?
Well, I think that's, John, I think that's a, a lot of people aren't talking about that, but I think he's kind of solidified that defense in the secondary because of his play. I mean, he brings a confidence and an air of, I think the other players believe in him in the secondary as well, he's just a talented player. You don't go first round without having a lot of talent, but when he brings the hammer, you stop immediately in your tracks. So yeah. I think that brings an intimidation factor as well. And, guys are playing hard and, man, it's exciting to be a Titans fan at this point in time. Everybody played really well, but Vaccaro and Byard and Dory, even we can say it now, even Malcolm Butler.
Hey, man, two receptions, 11 yards. That was Malcolm Butler's day, and I was so happy for him to have that kind of day, especially against his former team.
Yeah, that's exciting. It was kind of interesting. You hear Deion Lewis make a statement that, that's what happens when you go cheap. I probably would have taken the other take on that one and gave him a pass. But, I think that the intel that those former players can give as well as the coaching staff, I think really benefited them and got their preparation exactly where they needed. And, Logan Ryan, had a great performance in the slot. I think those guys helped and understand, what the Patriots do in certain situations. And they were all over, man. I haven't seen the Patriots been dominated like that in a long time. I don't even know if I can remember the last time they were beaten like that, but man, mm-hmm. The Titans brought the hammer, and that was the intensity and intimidation and a physical presence on both sides of the ball, offensive, defensive line, really is where it all started.
Blaine Bishop with us, the Hitman, at BBishop23 on Twitter.
Blaine, we kind of wondered about this some in the pregame, and I'd wondered about it all week. Just you had so many guys who either played for or coached for or were part of the Patriots organization, including John Robinson. And how much would that make a difference? Because we'd seen the Lions, who aren't very good, beat the Patriots this year. Matt Patricia, a former defensive coordinator for Bill Belichick. it looked at times like they knew what was going to happen. And I heard yesterday Deion Lewis had even talked to the defensive guys and said, look, they changed their game plan from week to week, but I'll tell you everything I know. I do think that had something to do with it. I know they played lights out, but I think that knowledge of the Patriots helped them.
Yeah, no question about it. I think where it all comes out and you see it in this game is when you thought, okay, the Patriots are going to find a way to make a run here with Tom Brady. And when they start doing the up-tempo stuff, there was no telling, man. They shut them down. And that's where they took over the Titans before. So when they start doing the up-tempo, no huddle, it kind of rattles them. And Brady starts dinking and dunking and start completing a lot of passes. And they start building momentum and rhythm. That didn't happen. They came up with the big plays and third down. They had, you know, it wasn't third and four. It became third and 13, third and 10, which made it tougher and more difficult to convert some of those thirds down. So I think, Mickey, you're right. I firmly believe with all the knowledge of inside intel, the Patriots really helped.
Indy up next, and
that's your guy, Blaine.
Yeah, they appeared to have figured some stuff out again.
Man, you know, I don't think, Mickey, you would know better than me. I don't think they've ever beaten Andrew Luck. And I love Aaron Rodgers, but I also love Andrew Luck because of some of the things he's done on the football field. I'm like, wow, you see that guy, you know, Casey had one leg and he still dropped a dime on him, you know. It's just, so this guy's a phenomenal player. They're starting to build some confidence in, you know, he's throwing the ball all over the place. He's throwing it deep, short. They're running the football. The defense is getting better. So this game makes me a little nervous. Just because of history, I know it wasn't with this staff, but man, Andrew Luck is back, and they're only one game behind the Titans, so they feel like they're right in the hunt. And to be honest, they could be if they didn't go for a fourth down and lose one of their games, they could probably be tied. So a lot of that goes on. So I think this is an even game, and you know, one closer than most people think. So Titans gonna have to play like they played yesterday. If not, they'll be walking or coming back a little sad from Indy. So I'm hoping not. I'm always have a sweet spot for Indy, but I always want the Titans to beat Indy.
How about the Titans going reverse pass for 21 yards and a first down after the Patriots did it to the Titans, but Brady fell short of the first down? That was hilarious. I love Vrabel.
Hey, man, that was Vrabel at his finest. That means he loves poking the bear. You know, hey, we can one-up you. We can one-better you. Do you think Tom Brady's a better athlete than our own Marcus Mariota? Are you kidding me? Man, I couldn't believe that, but you got to love it. You got to have an air of confidence about you, and Vrabel definitely has that, that's for sure.
You can hear the Hitman on the radio 6 to 10 every Monday through Friday and on the Lee Company Countdown to Kickoff and the postgame show. And I bet the postgame show was fun yesterday, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. We got fun phone calls. When they win, that's a fun deal.
As my young teenage son would say, it was lit.
Yes, it was. We'll leave you with that, man. Hey, thanks for the time, brother. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. At B Bishop 23 on Twitter.
It was lit.